Welcome to the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Cross of The Happy Art Canton, and I'm here to help you show up as your best self while you're finding clients, working with the clients, and getting those testimonials to build your better business. We will be talking about everything you need to know when it comes to freelancing, whether you're a beginner or someone who has a few years under their belt. So let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. So today we're going to be talking about how to get out of planning mode with your potential clients. Because if you've ever cold pitched or really brought up the idea of working with a client, or maybe even they reached out to you, you know that the planning process before you get your first assignment can be really difficult. It's like, hey, I'm ready to get started, but my client is just dragging their feet. So this could be considered a red flag, but it might just be that your client just isn't sure how to go about the next steps. And so as a freelancer, it's important for you to take control of the situation and move your client into the next step of the process, if you're interested in working with them, that is. So whatever you have to do to make that next step, as long as it's like legal and comfortable and it doesn't make your client or potential client get weirded out, like that's completely fine and a necessary part of the process. Because if you want to make that money, if you want to go from just a potential lead to an actual person who's going to pay you money for your work, like you're going to have to do a little bit of work. So I'm going to share a couple of ideas that I have and that I've used for making clients commit, essentially. It's like, hey, let's get out of this kind of weird zone where it's like, oh, we're kind of clients and I'm kind of helping you with stuff, but we're not in that client relationship yet. So I really want to help you with that. So first and foremost, you need to understand the client and their issues. So what are their hangups? What do they need? It's get like really specific and clear about what your client needs from you, so that way you can be able to provide that. So you might want to create kind of in your head exactly what's going on. So I would go through any message chains that you have with that client and say, hey, sum that up. Like, is this what you mean? Is this what you want? Is this what you would like? So give them basically a proposal in a sense, like share exactly what you think they should get. So if they've been talking about, oh, I need blogging and I want these blogging articles weekly, and they have all these high level ideas, boil it down for them. Say, hey, I understand from this conversation that you would like to create a weekly blog post every single week on your blog, and that you would like my help to create that. So these are my rates for this project based on what you told me so far. Can we refine this so we can move to the next step? So it's just basically saying, okay, we've talked a lot, but now it's time to get to the part where we boil it all down. So I've seen all of what you've said and I'm acknowledging that, but can we boil this all down and get to the part where you pay me without saying that? You know what I'm saying? So you're just boiling it down for them and summing it up so that they can understand where you're coming from, you can understand where they're coming from, and you guys can move to the next step of the process, which is hopefully either like a deposit or beginning your test project or whatever that happens to be. That's going to be your next step. So you need to make sure that everyone's on the same page so that you can go from just a freelancer or just a person they're talking to via email to someone they're actually going to pay for the work that needs to get done. Another thing is to get your client on the phone. I know this is super scary. No one likes to get their client on the phone because it's a lot of hard work. Client calls are draining, especially if you're an introvert, and I actually have a blog post on the Happy Art Canton about doing client calls as an introvert that I would love to share with you guys. I'm gonna leave it in the description. I understand, like, you don't even know. Like, I truly understand how nerve-wracking it can be to take a client call when you're introverted, and even when you're extroverted, honestly, because you don't really get a lot of experience with client calls outside of being a freelancer. Like, there's not a lot of that going on. But I think the biggest thing is that this is not an interview. You are not doing an interview for this client. You're essentially trying to understand more of what they need so that you can offer your services. So this is not an interview. You're not interviewing for this job. At this point, they've already considered you. They're already considering you. They already think you're a great fit, but it's just a way to kind of get to know them even better and be able to understand their needs so that you can see how you can best meet those needs. So this is not a job interview. You are not applying for a position. This is a client relationship. This is a freelancer-client relationship. These are not your employer, you know, or your potential employer. This is a potential client of yours, and that's the importance of this communication or this call. So on the call, you jump on it, you know. You don't have to be crazy ready. I would definitely look over their website and see kind of what they have going on right now. So if you're going for a graphic design position, see the kind of graphic design content they have already up on their website. If you're going for a sales letter position, see what kind of sales letters or sales pages they already have on their website. So you want to make sure that you know exactly what you're going up against and like maybe what you want to fix and what they want to fix. So like just knowing exactly where they are now so that you can see how you can take them to a bigger and better places with the content that you can provide them. So the first things first is to get that a little bit of research. It doesn't have to be a crazy amount of research because obviously you don't want to spend like hours researching before you even have a deposit or the semblance of a paycheck from them. But you do want to spend a little bit of time researching, like 30 minutes, just going through their site and seeing how you can improve upon it. And you don't want to just go on the call and be like, hey, this is how I can improve your crappy website. Like, obviously, there are better ways to word that. So just see kind of where the conversation leads. Have a few things you want to discuss, like maybe like their project timeline. You may or may not want to discuss pricing on the phone. I know that it can be really difficult to discuss pricing on the phone, and I don't want you guys to get into any things that you might regret later. So I would say if you're nervous about pricing, don't discuss pricing on the phone. What I have done in the past is said, hey, I am so excited to work with you. I'm going to think about this and get the best price possible for you based on your exact needs, but I need some time to calculate things and figure out exactly how I would price this based on what you want to do. So in order to create a unique to them budget or unique to them price point for this project, you're going to need a little bit of time. And most clients would completely understand that because pricing unique projects is really difficult and you don't want to get into something that you would regret later. Because I understand, like, it can be really hard on the phone to share a price. Like, prices are really difficult, especially what you're worth and not necessarily maybe what the client wants to hear. Because the client would be probably, a lot of clients would be happy with $5. Like, who wouldn't be happy with paying $5? But you can't live off of $5. So you need to charge what you're worth or as close to what you're worth as you can get right now. And so that comes with giving yourself the grace to do it in a way that works best for you. The client will understand if you phrase it in a way that's not like, I need to see how much I can swindle you for. Like, obviously you don't want to say that. But like, if you say, I want to create this unique to you pricing and I need a little bit of time to understand everything and to digest what you just said to me on this call, and then in a day or in a few hours, I will come up with a whole spiel of like exactly what's included based on the conversation that we had today. That's going to go so much better than saying, oh, I just don't want to tell you a price and I want to swindle you a little. So don't say that. Say the other thing I said. And so then the last thing you want to do is create a service that meets their needs. So oftentimes clients just need a little bit more extra attention than they think you might be able to give them. So for example, working with one of my favorite clients, I not only do blogging work for them, but I also do social media work for them. So I produce like one social media update a day and they syndicate it across Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So this is obviously not something that I usually promote. Like, I'm not really a huge lover of doing social media updates, but I'll do them because I mean, I've done them for my own content and I'll do them for clients if they ask or if they need them. So it was cool to have that being done, but it's not something I definitely would have thought of. Like, I wouldn't have thought to really offer them that on my own because I really like the blog side of it. So it's interesting to create that content, and it's something that they really needed. So when you're offering your clients something that they need, you're going to get a better response rate versus just trying to kind of shove them into a box of something that you want to offer. So obviously, I've said this in the past, you want this to be something that you're actually good at doing if you're going to offer it to clients. But if you feel like you can actually accomplish it, then it's totally comfortably fine to see, like, this is what they need and this is what I can offer them, and try to make sure those align as much as possible. So, because, you know, especially when it comes to cold pitching, you never know what your clients actually need when you actually do cold pitch them. So if you can help at all and being a little bit more flexible with what you offer, that will definitely help you get out of planning mode with your clients or potential clients so that you can actually start making money with them. So it's really important to take these and try to take that next step, to take that next leap, to get your clients out of planning mode, but understand that it can be really difficult to do that. So I hope that these tips helped you out a lot as you consider how you're going to get those clients that you've been chatting with and talking to start paying you money, because I know that that's something you probably want. Everyone wants to be paid with money instead of sending emails back and forth. So I hope this podcast helped you some, and I'll talk to you guys very soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Ambitious Freelancer podcast. I'm so excited that we got to hang out today. If you want to hang out between uploads, check out thehappyarkansan.com/ambitious freelancers. There you will find more support and advice as you grow your freelance business and connect with other listeners of the podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the group, and I will talk to you in a few days with some more great advice.